Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe and a grant from the Duluth Public Arts Commission. I'm your host, Maya Morton. Winter lovers may know that the John Beargree sled dog race has come and gone, and the Birkebeiner ski race is happening this weekend. With winter such a large part of our culture here in Minnesota, I thought I should include one of our seasonal arts, snow sculpting. The St. Paul Winter Carnival has long had ice carving as a cornerstone of their festival, with the epic ice castles and, of course, snow sculpting. And the Ely Winter Festival, just recently passed, included amateur snow carving and an international snow sculpting symposium, where skilled sculptors from far and wide carve huge blocks of compressed snow in Ely's Whiteside Park. I spoke with Duluth designer Sherry Rovig, who was part of the festival, traveled to Ely this year.
My name is Sherry Rovig, and I am an artist who works primarily in design of products, particularly those for people with disabilities, but I also do other types of media, including snow sculpting.
Tell me just a little bit about how you started snow sculpting.
It was a happy occurrence where I was up visiting some friends in Ely. They have a winter festival every year in early February with a snow sculpting symposium, and I was able to help on a project that some people I know were doing, including Penny Perry, who is also an artist from Duluth, who is a snow sculptor. She got me started, basically. And it's something where you start out basically doing a lot of help shoveling the snow out of the way that they've carved off, and that's kind of your apprenticeship, and eventually you work up to being able to do more of the sculpture, and then the whole concept is really quite a process.
And is this snow, because I sometimes think of it as really ice-like?
It is very compacted, frozen snow. The process involves taking a form, usually just plywood forms that are put together, and then snow is put in it and packed down. Those are the best way to do it, and it has to freeze at least overnight. So you have a very dense block of snow that you need to use tools to actually cut into. One of the things that's interesting is the tools that we use are everything from saws and trowels and pruning saws to curry combs and homemade tools made out of screen, or our favorite one for smoothing snow is actually made from a panel of a light diffuser. So it's part of the fun is figuring out what tools you can use to make the shapes and the textures that you want. You also have to be prepared for the unexpected. And there's often times bits of debris or voids in the snow block that you have to work around, so you have to be ready to go to plan B. You can sometimes add a little bit of snow, and you have to kind of key it in to where you need it and let that freeze overnight to become, you know, a part of the block.
What kind of shapes and things have you elicited out of a block of snow?
Well, the first that I helped on was a very large sea turtle that was floating on seagrass. After that, we did an abstract bison, a Native American figure doing one we called Moon Dance, which had a very large raven head as a mask. And we've done Alice in Wonderland, the Mad Hatter birthday party. This last year we did Sisyphus, because the theme at festival in Ely was mythology or folklore. We did a 12-foot by 12-foot cube of snow was what we started with, and we carved Sisyphus pushing the boulder up one side, and on the other side we had a person shoveling a car out of the snow, which was the modern version of Sisyphus. And then we also had a squirrel pushing a nut up the side, so we tried to represent all the different versions that we could think of.
Maybe you can catch Ely's Winter Festival next year. But this weekend, the much-loved annual Birkebeiner ski race in Wisconsin considered adding snow sculpting but opted for having a couple sculptures on display this weekend on Hayward's Main Street. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Liz Peterson and Maya Morton, with music by Willie Murphy, and funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund by the Red Mug Coffeehouse and Gallery. For information about the Ely Winter Festival, the Birkebeiner, or our guest, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Morton. Thanks for listening.